Here's an example of determining the pedestrian timing requirements. That is, the walk and flashing don't walk times. In this case, there are no special circumstances that would require us to use a walk of anything other than 7 seconds. Therefore, we will use the 7 seconds. Now we're going to determine the pedestrian clearance time for pedestrians crossing in the north-south direction on the west leg, crossing in this approach here. In this case, the distance to get from the curb to the furthest traveled lane happens to be 113 feet. Not shown here, but what should also be calculated is the distance in the opposing direction in case it happens to be further. For our purposes, it's exactly the same, so 113 feet is the distance that pedestrians need to clear. We simply plug these variables into the get shown equation where T sub PC equals 113 feet divided by the given 3.5 feet per second, which yields a pedestrian clearance time of 32 seconds.